Fred Film Radio.
International Film Festivals and Awards Macau.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 International Film Festival and Awards Macau, and I'm very pleased to be joined by its artistic director, Mike Goodridge. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to interview you at last. I've been coming here since actually the first edition. You've been the artistic director since the second edition, and this is the first time we get to properly chat one-on-one, so... Before we start talking about the festival itself and this year's edition, which has been great, I wanted to just start off with a more personal question, let's say, and maybe a more general one, but I think interesting too, and maybe a bit fun. When did you discover a love of movies or a passion of movies that was big enough for you to kind of start a career in the film industry?
I was a very peculiar small child, and developed a passion for film when I was about 6 or 7, I think, when I first saw Star Wars.
Right.
It's the old chestnut, but that film sent me into a complete tailspin. And I became obsessed with films from very early age. You can talk to my parents about it. I was quite strange. I was absolutely just immersed myself in cinema. And I was watching Ingmar Bergman when I was 11 and Tarkovsky when I was 12, not really understanding what was going on, but just something about the medium just spoke to me as a kid, and I just and went on from there. So I knew that I wanted to be in the business somehow, you know,
right,
when I was young.
But do you think there might have been like a reason for you to get that passionate about movies? I mean, not everyone watches Bergman at 11 years old.
I'm not sure I should have watched Bergman when I was 11.
But
yeah, I just responded to that way of telling a story. You know, I've always loved stories. I'm a great reader, but cinema is I find the most effective medium, and because it's its own language as well. It's a very visual language and uses actors. It's incredibly powerful to me. You know, and it can be powerful. I feel like I've learned a lot about history, geography, different cultures from watching movies over the years. And of course, once you get into the festival circuit and you're watching films from everywhere, you know, you do become quite worldly. I think it's a brilliant way of traveling, to be honest.
Yes. I mean, film festivals do that quite well with their programs. They kind of, yeah, they allow people to learn a lot about other cultures. So in your formative years, so to speak, were you familiar with the cinema of Southeast Asia?
East Asia, certainly. When I was about, I suppose, 1920, I started watching Chinese cinema when it was very much kind of the jewels of the art house. It was the early films of Chen Kaige, Chen Zhengzhuang, Zhang Yimou. So Yellow Earth and Life on a String and The Big Parade were my real introductions to Chinese cinema. And you know, I was stunned by Chinese cinema. I found it incredibly poetic, actually. And I remember Life on a String especially being just knocked out by it and thinking, gosh, what is this? You know, and I've spoken to Chen Kaige, the director, about it subsequently, and said that was what we knew about China in those days.
And this could be kind of like a silly question to ask, because I've, you know, it's hard to kind of define any national cinema, perhaps more so Chinese cinema. But to you, what does Chinese cinema mean? And if you were to define it, would you have a definition for it?
Well, of course, it's changed so dramatically since then, you know, and the industry there has exploded and the market there has exploded, and it's now the biggest market in the world. And there are a potential audience of 1.3 billion people in one territory, which is, if you think about it, is kind of mind-boggling. Mm. But now, you know, there is a mainstream cinema, which has its merits. You know, I mean, we've been watching mainstream films from Hollywood or Bollywood or Europe all our lives, but, you know, there's a mainstream cinema. But what this festival in Macau is trying to shine a spotlight on is some of the more interesting art house filmmakers. And the independent Chinese cinema, I think, is incredibly rich at the moment. Very, very robust and lively, and some great voices coming out of there. So I'm really pleased that we reflect that here.
Would you say that there is a reason in particular why the independent Chinese cinema is so strong at the moment?
I think it will look any country that size is going to deliver some great filmmakers. But they, you know, the training system in mainland China. I mean, just the Beijing Film Academy and Shanghai Film Academy alone are really top notch film schools. You know, with a great tradition of storytelling, and I think they encourage unique styles and voices in the students. And you know, interestingly, being in Macau and realizing there's no film tradition here and no film schooling here, you see the difference, you know. And I think China is now, you know, of course, all the fifth generation filmmakers, Kai Ge and Zhang Yimou, came out of the Beijing Film Academy in the early 80s. So the schooling, I think, that has led to this great explosion of cinema.
So, moving on to the festival itself, this is quite a young festival. It's only the fourth edition, after all. It seems to be growing very, very well. It seems very healthy. But when you were asked to take on the role as its artistic director, was there anything in particular that excited you about the challenge?
Well, it was a challenge, and I think that was what excited me the most, because I've spent 30 years going to film festivals, and I've been to you have a monitor when a festival is real and when it's not, you know. And Macau, of course, is a big tourism destination. It's a big gaming city. So I said to them when I talked to them originally about it, it has to be a real film festival, and if you're not interested in it being an authentic, artistic driven film festival, then I'm not interested. So that has been my challenge, is to sort of to deliver that authenticity in a city which is not renowned for its authenticity these days, you know, and combine the two. You know, we've got this wonderful position on the edge of China. You know, we're in the gateway to this marketplace. Yet we're not. We're a special administrative region. We have cultural and creative freedoms that the mainland doesn't. So we can show anything we like, and really create an event that's meaningful.
It just occurred to me as well that there might be a link between gambling and the film industry.
I think independent filmmaking is a gamble all the time. So yeah, we've joked about that a lot actually. But you know, it's also the casinos, as you have probably witnessed, they're entertainment destinations. You know, you get a lot of Hollywood people coming over here helping on the production design, the choreography, the costumes. You know, it's all a big show here.
That's fascinating. So anyways, obviously to help a festival grow, then you have to have the right programs and the right events. How do you feel like this festival is sort of doing that?
Well, I mean, what I'm really committed to is keeping it small. Mm. You know, I think you know, there are some nearby festivals, there are some European festivals that are in big cities that are hundreds and hundreds of films. We don't want to do that. We want to be 50 films. We want to have a very relaxed atmosphere where people can actually spend time with each other. Yeah. Filmmakers get to know other filmmakers and enjoy themselves and each other in a relaxed atmosphere. And I think that's what we are achieving. But I want to keep it that size, and I think the city wants to keep it that size too, because it's sort of intimate in that way and fun, while at the same time achieving, you know, we have a great industry side that's very constructive and fruitful, and we bring some great filmmakers here too.
Is there any sort of noticeable changes that have occurred over the past years that sort of point out to the festival's growth?
Well, my biggest ambition was to engage the audience here. Right. It's quite a complacent audience. It's got no tradition of going to see art house film. So the challenge was to sort of reach the local audience and get them in. You know, and I think we're on about sort of 70% capacity of our screenings now, which is much better than it was in the first year. So I think in 3 years, I think we've really won over the people of Macau, who have started to trust the programming and realize they're going to have stimulating experiences here.
Well, Mike, thanks very much for joining us. We've run out of time, but it was a fascinating conversation, and I wish you all the best with tonight, and the following editions of the festival to come. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.